As you might gather, I have over the course of my life in ministry had the opportunity to sit in with families, with people, with individuals as as they face the close of life. I've always found it interesting how people met that, especially people who loved that individual who was passing away. Always tears, always sadness and recovery after that was over with. Probably in this may seem obscene to you, but I think even in the passing of an animal, there are similar kinds of feelings. Bev and I used to have a schnauzer named Jandy. And Jandy had been with us a long time, and we loved her. She'd gone backpacking with us and all sorts of wonderful things, family trips. And she became ill, and she was really no longer there mentally. She was a different animal at that point, and it came time to take her to the vet and have her injected so that she would die. And I've wondered if it ever dawned on Israel, when they were preparing for Passover, if they had any of the feelings that we had. I'm looking in Exodus 12 at the instructions for Passover, and God tells Israel how to prepare the lamb. It's a lamb. It's not a full-grown sheep. It's a lamb. And he tells them how to roast it and all of that. And in this set of instructions are this. That is to take the blood of the lamb that has just been slain, and with a bushy kind of brush made out of a hyssop tree, to anoint the sides of the doorposts as you went into their house, and the lintel, which was the top of the doorpost. And God told Israel that when it came time, when death swept through Egypt, that every house that was marked in that way with blood on the doorposts and the lintel, that house would be spared from death. And I wonder if Israel thought about that, if as they slit the throat of this poor lamb that they were about to use the blood of and then to eat it, if they thought about the cost to that lamb for the deliverance that they were about to experience. I've wondered about that. I wonder if Israel as a nation, when they went to the temple at Passover, and they saw the volume of blood that flowed out of the temple surrounding this Passover meal and this sacrifice and all of that, if it ever struck them. And then, of course, you have to go from there to Jesus, because that's where it all points, that's where it all leads us, to this one that loved us so much that he laid down his life, that his blood poured from the cross over the whole world, and provides us salvation. Bev read our text for today's sermon, and Peter says, as a result, you have obeyed him and been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. What a thought. What a thought. Let's eat the meal together.